Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Hi there, it's Wendy Snyder in for Lisa Dent this afternoon. She's back on Monday. She's just off seeing the Foo Fighters. And we are here talking to Alexander Zalbin, lead editor at FanSided. Alex, how are you?
I'm doing great, Wendy. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I was thinking of you because your worlds are sort of coming together because tomorrow is May the 4th and it's also Free Comic Book Day. Mm-hmm. And what is your connection to comic books? Because this is amazing.
I've written a bunch of comic books for Marvel and I've hosted a long-running podcast called Comic Book Club that runs every week that people can watch online. So I've been obsessed with comic books my entire life.
Well, so that's perfect. And then lead editor of Lifestyle at FanSided, May the 4th is Star Wars Day, and there's some kind of Star Wars thing that's premiering on Disney Plus. Your worlds are colliding, yeah. And it's okay, isn't it?
Yeah, I think we're going to be all right. What a weird coincidence that Disney Plus is debuting a Star Wars show on Star Wars Day, but they're doing it. It's called Star Wars Tales of the Empire. It's a semi-sequel to a show called Star Wars Tales of the Jedi that was released a couple of years back. It's 6 15-minute episodes. It's very bingeable, right? First thing in the morning, you watch your Saturday morning cartoons with kids. And per the title, it focuses on the dark side of the Force. It shows one of the characters from the recent Ahsoka TV show in animated form, crisscrossing with somebody who's left the Jedi Order. I don't know much about the show other than that because I've been keeping it kind of secret, but you'll see a lot of characters you know from the Star Wars universe. And again, this is animated, so in the style of the Clone Wars show or even watching Star Wars The Bad Batch on Disney Plus, it's like that. So again, the 6 episodes, 15 minutes long, debut Saturday, tomorrow, May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th be with you as well. We just got back from Disney World in Orlando, and we had a drink. I believe I had the Bespin Fizz at the Cantina. It was very good. A little expensive, but delicious. And I hit on a stormtrooper, and he did not even look at me. He just kept in character. You know, a stormtrooper is a good look. I like the outfit.
Well, here's the thing. Stormtroopers are always missing their shots.
Yes, they are. All right. And when I was coming home, I didn't think about this on the way, but on the flight coming home, I downloaded a movie so I could watch on my own time. And I know this has been out for a while, and I don't know if you've seen it, but I have to throw this out there. I saw Asteroid City. Have you seen that?
I have, yes.
Can I just tell you, it's a Wes Anderson movie, and I loved it. I laughed out loud, and I'm not really sure what I watched.
I really love that movie, too. I go a little back and forth about Wes Anderson, and if anybody wants to watch it, I believe it's on Netflix now, though I'll check while we're talking. But it stars Scarlett Johansson. Oh, actually, it's on Prime Video now. It's a new place you can check it out. That's Scarlett Johansson, Maya Hawke, Jason Schwartzman, Adrian Brody, Margot Robbie. It's an all-star cast. And it ostensibly takes place in this town where they're trying to watch an asteroid pass by. It gets much weirder than that. It crisscrosses with a play that's happening at the same time. But it's something that I watched the first half of the movie, and I felt like this is weird and quirky and very Wes Anderson movie. And then it starts to get very profound in the second half,
yeah.
I thought, and I was really touched by it by the end.
I really enjoyed it very much, and like I said, I didn't really know what I was watching, but I laughed out loud, I was touched, it was really good.
Yeah, great movie.
Asteroid City. And, all right, I have a couple of other questions for you. All right. John Williams is on earlier this morning. He was talking about a really bad, bad review of this Unfrosted. Jerry Seinfeld has this new thing about Pop-Tarts. Explain.
Yes, sure. So, yeah, it's exactly what you said. It is not it's not a mockumentary, and it's not exactly fake. It's in the mode of, you saw Flamin' Hot, the Hot Cheetos movie, which also was kind of not true. It was a fictionalized version of events. So this is about the race to make Pop-Tarts, and it stars Jerry Seinfeld, Melissa McCarthy, Hugh Grant, James Marsden, Max Greenfield, Thomas Lennon. I could go on. It's on Netflix right now, and it's fine. You know, it's pretty funny, but it's not actually going to make you die laughing necessarily like Seinfeld, the TV show, or anything like that. I will say they sent me a box of Tratt Pops with Jerry Seinfeld's face on it. Apparently they make a typo at some point in the movie. So there you go. If you want to pick up some Tratt Pops, which are unfrosted Pop-Tarts, you can do that as a tie-in.
Got to go frosted and got to go brown sugar cinnamon. That's my fave.
Yeah, 100%.
Yep. All right. We are going to take a break. Alexander Zalbin on the line with us. If you'd like to talk TV, we have some shows we're going to talk about that are going to make their debut, a new season. It's all coming up. 312-981-7200. Mary has a look at your weather right now. All right, it's Wendy in for Lisa. We are in the midst of talking to Alexander Zalbin, lifestyle editor at Fansided. And, all right, John Mulaney returned to St. Ignatius here in Chicago, his high school. He was interviewed by David Letterman. It's going to be on Letterman's Netflix show. But now John Mulaney has a live thing going on Netflix today. What's going on? What am I missing?
Yeah, so Netflix is doing their, I want to say annual, but it, honestly, it feels like they do it more frequently. Netflix is a Joke Festival, which is held in L.A. That's going on right now. They've been doing a bunch of announcements, live comedy shows. And one of the things they're going to be doing tonight at 7 p.m. Pacific time, which is 10 p.m. Eastern time at 9 p.m. your time.
Yeah, 9 p.m. our time. That's all I care about.
Do that. He's going to be doing a show called John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., which is a live show where he kind of just wanders around the city with some of his friends. So there's going to be guests and some pre-taped segments as well, but there's going to be guests like Jerry Seinfeld, David Letterman, who you just mentioned, Sarah Silverman, Hannah Gadsby, Bill Hader, a bunch more. And then they're going to be doing it for additional episodes nightly from May 6th through 10th. Again, at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and it's going to be streamed live on Netflix. So if you like John Mulaney, and I think everybody does, tune in at 10 p.m. tonight, and then head back in a couple of days for several days of John Mulaney content.
Okay, so say you miss it, it will be streaming then. I mean, you can watch it then recorded, correct?
Yeah, one of the great things about the way that Netflix does it is they do stream it live, but once it is live, you can watch it just like a regular Netflix show. So let's say you do get home at 7:30 Pacific time, you can just press play on it, you can fast forward, you can go back, you can watch it the same way you would anything else on Netflix.
All right, John Mulaney, so very funny. And so does Conan O'Brien have a new show out?
He does. Oh my gosh, I am blanking. It is Conan O'Brien Traveling Around. Conan O'Brien Must Go is the name of it. It's four episodes. It's on Max now. And it's basically exactly what you expect. Over the course of four episodes, he goes to Norway, Thailand, Argentina, and Ireland. And he eats stuff. He visits places. He does his ridiculous Conan thing. It's very, very fun.
I love him.
Alexander, is there a celebrity who's not doing a travel show right now?
No, they're actually all out of town.
Right. It's amazing. It's the, sort of the new vehicle for these guys.
I think it is, and you know, nothing against them, but you get to visit a bunch of wild places on a network or streamer's dime. You get to eat food, you get to experience things, and you just kind of get to be yourself rather than reading lines or anything. It's sort of a new podcast.
Yeah, it is a great idea. Maybe Steve Bertrand Travel should sponsor one of these celebrities doing it.
Or maybe host one. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
How about Man in Full? Is it Man in Full?
What is that?
Yes, Man in Full. That is the new...
there's a Tom Wolfe novel, I know.
That's right. Yes. Okay, this is the Jeff Daniels limited series that's on Netflix. It's adapted by David E. Kelley, who people probably know from his million legal dramas that he's done. He plays a Atlanta real estate mogul who becomes bankrupt. And I will admit, I haven't seen it. But it is directed in part by Regina King, who is great. It also stars Diane Lane, who is great. I've read some mixed reviews of it, but it is on Netflix now if you want to check it out.
There's a new season coming of one of my favorite shows. I started watching it, and then my husband started watching it. So we watched it separately because we just couldn't get it in sync. But we're going to get together for season three and watch Hacks. Jean Smart is fabulous in this.
Mm-hmm. This is one of my absolute favorite shows on television. If you haven't checked it out, the first two seasons, as you mentioned, are on Max now. The third season just premiered the first two episodes yesterday, and you'll get two episodes a week up until the one episode finale on May 30th. That sounds confusing, but basically it's going to roll out a couple of episodes a week for the next couple of weeks.
You just made my plans for tonight, yeah.
Hacks, yeah. It is so funny. And in
Jean
a nutshell,
kind of like an over-the-hill comedian, sort of in the mode of Joan Rivers, though not exactly. She lives in Las Vegas, and Hannah Einbinder, a younger comedian, gets canceled and basically banished to Vegas and ends up writing for her. And over the course of the season, they sort of have a toxic relationship but also make each other better at the same time. I will say, they hit a note at the end of the second season without getting any spoilers. It felt like, oh, they wrapped up the show. Good. So I didn't really feel a need for a third season, but I've watched all of the third season, and it's maybe the best season yet.
Really?
And, you know, you talked about the Wes Anderson show, how it could hit some real important moments, and I think Hacks really does that as well, does it very well.
Yeah, it'll make you laugh 1 second at some ridiculous, raunchy, hilarious joke, and then the next second you're finding yourself crying about something that's happening to Jean Smart or Hannah Einbender's characters. It's a great ensemble as well. And there's some great guest stars this season. Christopher Lloyd shows up in a hilarious role. Helen Hunt is in it,
man.
And she's also amazing. A great season of television.
The girl, I can't think of her name, not Jean Smart, the other one. Einbender?
Hannah Einbender, yeah.
Yes. She was on Stephen Colbert, and it was so funny. That was the first TV appearance was on her show. But no, he found this video of her and her dad very drunk celebrating a Philadelphia Eagles win. And they played the video, and it was so funny. It's on TikTok. You can find it. Very,
okay.
Very funny.
Am I wrong, but isn't she Lorraine Newman's daughter?
She might be, actually. Yeah,
really?
I think you're correct about that. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Steve Bertrand for the win. I'm going to play Trivial Pursuit with you.
I love this show. I think it's really one of the best shows I've ever seen.
Wow. I didn't know that. All right, and I have one question just because I promoted this. I don't know really much about baby reindeer, but everybody keeps saying it's uncomfortable but very good and that I should watch it. Can you, without spoilers, give me some kind of information about it? I must be the only one who doesn't know anything about it. Did we lose Alexander, or does he just not want to talk about it?
Well, I watched it.
Uh-oh, I can't wait for this.
So baby reindeer, we lost Alex, we'll get him back. But from my understanding, it's based on a true story.
It's a stalker story based on a guy that is being stalked by a woman. And it's very disturbing, but it's compelling. I mean, you got to watch it. I mean, it's not that uncomfortable, really. There are a few parts that are, but...
Yeah. I don't know.
It's quick. It's only like, I want to say 7 episodes.
Okay, well,
it's pretty quick.
I, for some reason, that got by me, and I didn't know much about it, but it is based on a true story.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And this person wrote this.
Gad. That's his last name. I forgot his first name.
Yeah.
Actor.
All right. Well, we have lost Alex, so... Oh, Alex is back. We don't have a lot of time, but I didn't know really anything about baby reindeer, but we've kind of discussed what it's about based on a real story, and it's disturbing yet worth watching. I'm going to have to see that. Where can I watch it?
You can watch it on Netflix. It's on there right now, and it's the latest big surprise hit from the streamer. Definitely worth checking out, but... Just be aware, like you probably covered, it is pretty extreme, upsetting content at points.
All right. Well, great to talk to you. May the 4th be with you. Enjoy your free comic book day, and we'll talk to you again soon, Alex. Great to speak to you.
Yeah. You too. Thank you so much for having me on.
Absolutely. Lead editor of Lifestyle over at FanSided. And Steve Bertrand's news coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Chicago! Chicago.